Blog Talk Radio.
Radio is listening and they love it.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. We were dancing. We had that one blared up. So how's everything going? I heard that you have some new videos coming out and a new debut EP, The Juice.
Yes, ma'am. Everything is going great. My debut EP, The Juice, actually was released this February. I released that. It was a 5-song EP, and Danza was one of the songs that was on the EP that you just played. I also just released my newest single, After Party, a few weeks ago, followed by a remix to After Party, and I just released a video to After Party today, so I'm super, super excited. It's on Vivo.
Yeah, I was checking that out. That was just amazing. How long did that take to put together the shoot and everything?
The shoot was a 14-hour shoot. We literally shot from sunset to sunrise. We started that shoot around, I want to say, maybe like 4 in the afternoon and didn't finish until like 7 the next morning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it was a very long shoot.
Wow, that's awesome. So who are some of your influences that got you into music and dancing
so
great?
Well, definitely Beyonce, just because her overall performance. I'm a performer as well. I love to dance, and I love to put on a show. As you can tell by my music videos, they always incorporate some type of dancing and, you know, just fun. I love to have fun with my music. Also, Kanye, he's a musical influence to me, as well as Rihanna, Alicia Keys, Aaliyah. Those are just some of the few.
Oh, yeah, those are some great ones.
Yeah, absolutely. I look up to them a lot. They really actually helped me start my career and really honestly are the reason why I got into music. Growing up watching all of them inspired me so much. I knew that's what I wanted to do.
How old were you when you discovered, you know, that type of line of work you wanted to do?
Very young. I actually started doing cover videos at around the age 14, 15 years old. I started my very, I started doing original cover songs. I would take songs and, you know, make them mine, remix them, put two songs together, make it different. I would always upload them to my YouTube channel, which all my stuff from like 4, 5, 6 years ago is still on my YouTube channel. So you're able to see my growth. This didn't just happen overnight. I've been working at this for years and years. And it all started with my cover videos when I was 14 years old.
Oh, that's pretty amazing. I see that your biography includes you've done modeling, and you were also in a beauty pageant as well, or you won that.
I was Miss Teen Houston 2011, and I also did modeling my entire life. I did competitive dance for about 7 years. I did competitive cheer, so I've always been very, very active and always been a performer, from competitive cheer, competitive dance, beauty pageants. It's always been a performing life.
That's awesome. Now, with all your talents, where in the world would you like to go most? Would you like to visit?
Oh, I really want to be able to do a world tour all over the world. I really hope to just continue touring for the rest of my career. I can't wait to really start touring and putting on a show, but as of now, I'm really looking forward to go to Brazil, and because a lot of my fan base right now is in Brazil, and they support me a lot, so I can't wait to go out there and meet them all and give them a show. And
yeah,
as well,
Brazil's beautiful.
And I'm also right now, I just left Italy. I'm in the airport in Atlanta right now, waiting for my next flight for Houston. We just left Italy, so it was really cool out there as well. I got to hear some of my songs were playing in restaurants, so that was really exciting to hear as well.
Oh, how cool. How was Italy?
Oh, Italy was amazing. It was so amazing. We went to St. Mark's Square. We did the entire tour, and then there was this restaurant, La Caravella, and it was so awesome because when we were there, we were just eating, and my song started playing. So, you know, I had a freak-out moment. It was really excited to hear my stuff playing overseas.
Yeah, people can actually see some of your pictures, I think, from Italy on your Twitter page.
Right, yeah, I know. It was really awesome.
And Italy, that's in the Mediterranean, such a beautiful country.
Such a beautiful country.
So, and I'm Greek, so I got, I know exactly what you mean. I've been to Greece a few times.
Oh, you are?
And the food is just amazing there.
I know the Italian food was amazing. It's nothing like Americanized Italian food. It's literally authentic. It's so different.
And you burned it off right away.
I ate so much over there. As soon as I get home, I'm working out nonstop.
Yeah, I seen the ice cream picture.
My gelato.
Yeah.
It was
exactly.
So good. Gelato is so amazing. I love their ice cream. It's so soft and different.
Well, if people would like to call in, do you have any friends that would like to call in, listeners out there, anybody that would like to talk to Jillie, the number is 347-989-8207. But in the meantime, speaking of food, how about something to drink?
Something
like
to
some
drink?
Juice.
Some juice? That's the juice.
Oh, 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 oh. me to seven. Oh. They know, but they really don't know what's the flavor, what's the flavor of the truth. I tell them what's the deal, if it ain't the truth.
One of my producers, and as we walked in, he was asking me just simple questions about what I wanted to do, what I wanted to write about, and I told him, I was like, I don't know, what's the juice? And he was like, the juice? What do you mean by that? And that's literally just how I talk. I just said, what's the juice? Like, what's up? What's the gossip? What do you want to, like, what are we doing? He was like, I love that. I love that. Let's write. And so we began to write the song about it, and he loved it so much. He was like, I think that should be the inspiration behind your entire EP. And so that's how we got the inspiration, and we had a whole motto behind it. Who's got the juice? You got the juice.
Yeah, we sure do right now. And we have a caller on the line.
Awesome.
Can we take a call?
Yes, most definitely.
Okay. Hi, you're on with Jilly in Blog Talk Radio with Dr. Geo Show. Anybody
Hi,
there?
Can you hear me? Hi, can you hear me? Hello, can
I can
you hear,
hear
me?
Jilly.
No, that's not me.
Oh.
No, that's not me.
Oh, it's not. Who are you?
Hi, I am Gail, and I wanted to know, what is her, you know, next project? I just saw your video today, and it was so awesome. So do you have, are you going to have videos for all of your songs and your EP?
Yes, actually, I'm going to go, even though I released a new single and a new video for that, I'm going to release another single next month with a video as well, but I'm going to go back and give some more video footage for the Juice EP, because the Juice did so well that I'm going to give more video footage for that. So I look forward to doing videos for the Juice EP.
Awesome. We are looking forward to seeing them. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Gail. Thanks for being on the Dr. Gail Show with Jilly. All right, we have another caller.
Yes, can you hear me?
We sure can. How's it going?
I'm doing fine. My name is Keith. I'm calling from North Carolina, Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
Hello,
go ahead.
Hello,
who would you like to ask Jilly?
How you doing, Jilly?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fine. Girl, we've been waiting for somebody like you to come down to North Carolina. When you coming down here?
I'll come down soon. I'm going to get a show together and start touring places. I can't wait to start traveling and put on a show for everyone.
Man, that Juice, that makes me think back to my days, the Juice and our after party. We got to have some Juice after the party. It's
well,
nice
yeah,
to hear some nice
juice.
It's nice to hear some young entertainers coming back with that, just got some nice voice and vocals like you. Where are you from, Jilly?
I'm from Houston, Texas.
Do your mama, daddy sing, or are you just the first generation?
I actually am the first. My mom likes to think she sings, but I'm actually the first. I love, my parents always have played music for me, of course, and I grew up around music, and especially like in the church with music as well. But I'm the first to really pursue a music career in my family.
What gives you your inspiration? What motivates
you? My parents are my biggest inspiration and motivation because they support me 100%. Without them, none of this is possible. So I have to say they're my biggest inspiration, and I love my mom and dad so much.
And, Jilly, like I said, I'm in North Carolina in Chapel Hill down here, and, you know, we've been following you for a while. This song that you got out called After Party, when you released that on your Twitter account, you're the first superstar that I've ever been able to talk to in person over the telephone, not really in person. But I chat with you on your Instagram when you say Ask Jillian, and I just want you to let you know that I really appreciate you taking time out talking to your fans over your Instagram.
Oh, most definitely. You guys are my everything, and I thank you guys so much for supporting me. This is only the beginning, so I really appreciate all y'all's support. That's the least I could do.
Do you have any way that, I mean, we can get pictures of you? I would like to have an autographed CD or autographed picture of you. How can I get one of those?
Well, stay tuned. My website is www.jillianese.com. I will be starting to sell merchandise really soon. I'm going to do posters, and the first all my posters for the first couple months will be all signed. And so, yeah, soon I will be selling signed posters on my website.
When you say sign posters, can I get you to personally sign my name to it, Keith?
Yeah, absolutely. Just make sure you follow me on Twitter and tweet me, and I'll do that for you.
I will. And I don't know if you remember me, but when you had a conversation, a chat with Jillian, that was me that called you and told you that if I ever come to Houston, I would like to take you out to lunch or dinner one day.
Oh, there you go, Jillian.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate all your support. Thank you.
And one more thing. I know I got to let you go, but I really appreciate you staying grounded, Jillian, and being having your fans where we can reach out and actually talk to you. I'm one of your biggest fans, and I love me some Juice and some Jilly.
Thank you so much, Keith.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. This is my first time calling into your radio station, but I always listen to you.
Awesome, Keith. That's great.
Thank you, guys.
Glad to be with
you.
Take it easy.
All right. Can I ask Jilly one more question?
Sure, of course.
Have you got a date yet when you're going to come do a concert down here? Do you have a tour set up yet?
No, I don't have any tour set up just yet, but just make sure you stay tuned to all my social networks, and as soon as I do, that's the first place I will let you guys know.
Thank you so much, Jilly.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Remember, Keith is your number one fan.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Keith. All right. Look at that. You're one of your number one fans.
I know. How
Jillian
awesome.
Jillian Eames here on Blog Talk Radio. And if you come to Michigan, you have to look me up, too, Dr. Gio, of course.
Absolutely, most definitely.
Area. Is there any other callers on the line? Anybody else other than Keith? Okay. Going once, going twice. All right, well, speaking of partying, how about the after party here on Blog Talk Radio?
Yes, most definitely.
You're having a party there in the airport.
I am. I'm dancing to the music.
Well, I'm sure the passengers are loving it.
I know, right? Everyone's looking at me dancing.
Putting on a fun show, entertaining everybody. Like you're, you know.
Absolutely.
Hey, we have a few more minutes left. I think we have one more caller. Let me see if they're there for you.
Okay.
Hi, Dr. Gio Show with Jillian East.
How you
there.
Doing, ma'am? This is Marcus.
How's it going?
I'm doing pretty good.
Do you have a quick question? We only have a few minutes left.
Yeah, I just want to know, what was the inspiration to her behind that song, After Party?
Oh, the inspiration behind After Party. Well, basically I knew that I wanted to do a different type of song. With the Juicy P, I had a lot of songs about gossip and figuring out who you are as a person. But with the after party, I wanted it to be more of a fun song. Just pretty much anybody could relate to it. It's a song pretty much about a girl goes out in the town and basically the guy's her after party. So it's a real fun song between a girl and a guy.
Okay, that was a nice video you did for that. What is your next song you got coming out?
The next song that I have coming out is actually called SMS. I will be releasing it this July.
And thank you very much.
Month.
And I'll follow you. I'll be following
you. Thank
you
so much.
Forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you.
But what was your name, sir?
Marcus.
Marcus?
Yes, I'm calling from Pearland, Texas.
All right. Great to have you on the Dr. Gio Show with Julie and Eve.
Thank you so
back.
Much, Marcus.
You're welcome.
Well, there you have it, everybody, on Blog Talk Radio. Julia Neath, Teenage Phenom, doing awesome, down to earth, great influences,
thank you.
Great music. We look really forward to more hearing from you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Anything you want to tell everybody before we go, before we sign out?
Make sure you follow me both on Instagram and Twitter, Julia Neath. It's J-I-L-L-Y. A-N-A-I-S, also my website, www.jillyanais.com, and that's where you will be keeping up with me, so stay tuned.
All right. We'll keep
thank
it going.
Thank you guys
keep
for having
keep that vibe
me.
Going. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in, and we'll see you next
thank
time
you.
Here on Blog Talk Radio with the Dr. Gio Show.
Bye.
Keep that vibe going.